Everyone on GWA. I thought that this morning, since I am fueled up with caffeine and I've got nowhere else to go, I guess I could kill three birds with one stone because I'm gonna do three questionnaires and do 'em and throw them all in on one post. So you get to hear me ramble like an aimless cloud cuckoo lander. And hopefully you will enjoy that. Hopefully. So without further ado, let's get started with goddesses, blah, goddess, I can't speak this morning, goddess by night's, questionnaire of randomness, because I like this questionnaire because it's random, just like me. Hello, let's get started. Okay. All right, starting with the personal. What is your life's dream? This is gonna sound really boring. I just wanna live it up to my fullest. And just. I think my life's dream is just go to places I've never been. Try out other things I've never done or never eaten before or ever worn before, whatever. I just want to try different things and go different places. That's my life's dream. It's just, I love to travel, but I don't do that enough. But when I do get the chance, it's always awesome. But I've never traveled outside of the States. I've only traveled out of state. I've been to Tennessee, which I've been many times because one of my family members lived there. I've been to Mississippi. Went to Florida. Oh, I love going to Florida. It is so much fun. Let's see. I don't think I've traveled out of from the South. I've just basically just stayed there. I've just traveled through the South and that's it. I've never been to the North. I've never been to the East or the West. None of that. No, but it would be nice though. I'd like to go to maybe New York or California or Nevada, Las Vegas. Heyo! Yeah, so what's my life's dream? I want to travel and maybe own a few more sex toys, maybe. Oh, that's another one of my life's dream. Yeah. What is your greatest skill? My greatest skill. Playing a song on the piano by ear? See, I've been doing that for like 16, 17 years, and ever since I was 3, I guess that's my greatest skill. I can learn songs by ear, because I am very crappy at reading sheet music. Those notes confuse me. I don't even know why, but notes, sheet music, they confuse me. They just look like a bunch of little people just jumping over fences and everything. Oh no, I'm so bad. Anyway, yeah. What is your sexual talent? Breaking the sound barrier, maybe? Yeah, because I am loud. Oh my gosh, I am loud. I mean, I'm surprised that I haven't even shattered a window yet because I can come really, really loud and scream, and I would have the whole house shaking, probably. Yeah, and that tells you I am really suckish at being quiet. Even when I whimper quiet, I'm still loud. Huh. So yeah, I guess my sexual talent is breaking the sound barrier with my voice. Oh, I do that on a daily basis when I talk. I don't know. Well, no, not really. I'm usually very quiet when I'm in public. But yeah, but anyway, no. But sexual talent, yeah. Breaking the sound barrier when I come. Yeah. And what is your non-sexual talent? I sing. I play the piano. And I write poetry. Although I've never wrote any music, though. I've wrote lyrics. I've written lyrics before, but I've never written music before, and I would like to collaborate with somebody to do that. That would be so awesome. Yeah, so those are my non-sexual talents, is singing and playing music and writing poems and scripts. Yeah. What is a talent or skill you wish you had? I wish I could play the guitar. I mean, the only instrument I can play at the moment is the piano, and I have my Yamaha keyboard. Have my Yamaha keyboard right across the room, and it's a Yamaha keyboard, and I love it like it's my baby. But anyway, I mean, the talent or skill I wish I could play the guitar. And I have the guitar, which is funny enough, I rarely play it because I get so mad at it. And my fingers start hurting. I'm like, ugh, I believe guitars are not made for wusses like me. But I am planning on taking lessons. I am planning on being as good as Steve Howe is, maybe. Or maybe, like, Brian May. Oh, nobody can outdo Brian May or Steve Howe. Nobody can. Or even Jimmy Page. Come on. Seriously? Anyway, yeah. So at least I want to play the guitar. At least I could play some favorite songs of mine, like Gallows Pole or something like that. Eh. Okay. Is there something that you are really knowledgeable about? And what is it? Obviously, music, because music's my life, man. I am gaga over music. I live it, I breathe it, I eat, sleep, drink music. It's all I really know how to do. Because if anybody would ask me, okay, who does this song? Because that sounds really familiar. I would try my darndest to find out who does that song. I would try my hardest. I would even type a line from that exact song in Google and try and find it. And I would eventually find it. So yeah. I'm not that extremely knowledgeable about music, but I'm halfway there. Especially when it comes to rock music. If you want to ask me who does this, who does that, if I recognize a song by a certain rock band or a rock performer, hey, I'm bound to get it. Maybe, if I'm lucky. Yeah. What are your current goals? New Year's resolutions count. Well, my current goal is. Now, I've been meaning to do this every New Year. Every New Year's resolution, I would promise myself I was going to lose weight. But that has not happened yet. And and I think this year, since everything has been, it's been a whirlwind of really horrible incidents happening, like my mom having a heart attack and everything. I think this year I'm gonna try and lose weight. 'Cause, yeah. And on to the next topic, internet. The internet is very for porn. I don't know why, but I get that song in my head every time. Okay, what was the first online community you were part of? Are you still a part of it? The first one before I got on Facebook, I was a part of this forum online, and it was for Yes fans, and yeah, 'cause fans of Yes, the band, Yes, and it's called, of course, YesFans.com. I don't think I'm a part of it because some of these people on those forums are just ridiculously assholish. I mean, there was this one guy, he would just pester me and badger me because he thinks he's Mr. Know-It-All. It's just, ugh. After that, I just decided, you know what? Fuck it. But still though, I've made a lot of good friends from that site and from that forum because we all have that common love of Yes. And it's kind of crazy 'cause I'm friends with them on Facebook. So it's awesome. It's awesome. Apart from the other people that have been other people on that site, it's been really rude. There are some people that I've come to know and just really like them. So yeah. And to this day, they're still friends. I still talk to them. Yeah, so another question. On an average day, what website do you spend the most time on? Oh, it's gotta be a two-way tie. It's gotta be a tie between Reddit, of course, and Tumblr. Now, Tumblr, I usually go on Tumblr to look at photos of bands, you know, my favorite bands, Yes, Genesis, Queen, Beatles, the like, you know, so on and so forth. But yeah, it's just, I love Tumblr so much because I get to see a lot of rare pictures of these bands that I really like. So, yeah, you're gonna hear me ramble about music and rock bands and everything throughout the whole thing, probably. So just bear with me. But yeah, I guess Reddit is my first most visited site because all y'all sexy people got me addicted. But that's nothing to be ashamed about. So, yeah, give yourselves a big hug for making me addicted. Do you hashtag at all? No. No, I don't. I try not to because it's not worth it. Although some people like would tell me, "Get with the times. You're young just like us." I'm like, "No, it's pointless. Why do you have to hashtag anything? I mean everything. It's like I don't even know." And then you put that in your regular conversation, like hashtag awkward. It's just go away. Go away. If you're gonna talk like that to me, go over there. No, just talk to me like a regular person, okay? Okay, so yeah. Have you ever done or been a part of an internet trend? Yes, I have, and I tried to bring it over to GWA backstage. It was this speech jammer challenge, and oh my god, it's so hilarious. But only like one or two of them on here have done the challenge, and it's still hilarious as heck. And see, what it is speech jammer. You have your headphones on, and then when you turn it on, you'll speak, and then you'll hear your voice being played back in your headphones with a slight delay, and it'll make you slur or stutter and trip over your words. And see, that is a very, very, very hilarious challenge. I don't see why it just doesn't have as much recognition. It should, though. I mean, yeah. Have you ever made friends online and then met them in real life? If so, how did it go? If not, would you? I have made friends online, but I've never met them in real life, though, sadly. But if I would get that chance to do so, I would. So, yeah. If your favorite GWA Redditor said they were going out to hold a meetup and it was near you, would you go? Oh, yes, I would. I would so much, so much. Yes. I would love to go. Because why not? I've met a lot of fabulous people on GWA, and I want to see y'all's faces. Okay, so yeah, I would love to go to a meetup one day. That would be really awesome. Alrighty. And the random questions are random. What are your favorite clothes to wind down or relax in? I usually relax in t-shirts and pajama pants at home. Yeah, that's about it. But then usually I would during the summer, spring or summertime, I would put on one of my ankle length dresses. They're not muumuus, but they're just regular dresses that I would wear around the house, and somebody would ask me, "Are you going getting dressed up for something?" And I'm like, "No, I just want to be comfortable. I just want to like not worry about wearing any pants." So yeah. What kind of celebrity would you like to be? I would like to be maybe a singer, maybe. I don't know. Although I sing a lot, I'm very shy about singing in person in front of everybody. Even though I've done it one time, one or two times in a talent show at school a long, long time ago, I still get nervous and forget my words whenever I sing sometimes, and it's just, no. I don't really prefer being a celebrity. I just want, just sing. That's it. What's the worst thing you would do for $1 billion? What's the worst thing I could do? Probably make custom audios. If I have all I need, maybe? I don't know. Maybe. I might make custom audios, or maybe I would get a job as being a phone sex operator. Now that would be something. But then I watched Girl 6, and then it made me realize I don't want to be a phone sex operator at all. So yeah. What fear have you outgrown? Going to the doctors. I used to hate going to the doctors. I abhorred it because I did not go. I did not. and this was coupled with my fear of heights. They would make me sit on a stool that was like high, and it used to scare me so bad. I would scream and cry and wail. Oh God, it was so horrible. Even though I still have a fear of heights, I don't have a fear of the doctors anymore. And since I've grown taller, I'm used to going to the doctors now and sitting on one of the doctor's tables and everything else. So it's all good now. If you could adopt anyone, fictional or real, into your extended family to make gatherings more interesting, who would it be? I know, Boo from Monsters Incorporated. Oh my God, that little girl is so cute. Oh God. Oh, yeah. It's just she is really, really cute. I like Boo, or maybe Agnes from Despicable Me. Maybe, I don't know. There's something cute about them. What is your favorite group game? Oh. This has been a recent favorite of mine. It's been a favorite of mine since November. Cards Against Humanity. Oh, I love that game so freaking much. I love Cards Against Humanity. And playing it over Skype, that's even better. Oh goodness. So many times I have laughed myself to until I could not breathe while playing that game. It was so funny. What about your childhood? Wouldn't most people guess? Well, I used to go to the skate rink all the time, but I wouldn't go there to skate. Instead, I would just go around and just walk around, just try and make friends and everything, which I have. And it was fun. It was so fun. Usually, I would go in the ball pit when I was little, or about when I was 7 or 8. I would go in the ball pit when they tell me, "Okay, you are not young enough to go in the ball pit. Get out." I'm like, what? I like the ball pit. What the? What? And then, yeah, it was just so fun. I would go to the skating rink for the ball pit. Yeah. What about your. Oh, sorry. What's under your bed right now? A broken keyboard. And it was a Casio keyboard. Doesn't work anymore. Yeesh. Because I banged on it so much. Yeah. What is something you thought was weird originally, but are now turned on by it? Guys, I originally thought long time ago that guys being really, really, really vocal when they're touching themselves or having sex, I thought that was weird at first because they were like, I've heard this one person. Where it was on TV. He was like, oh, like that, and I thought, what the hell, dude? Calm down. But then now when I look back, I was like, girl, you crazy for not liking that. That was sexy, and you were not turned on by it? Shame on you. So yeah, now I am turned on by it because holy fuck, I love a vocal guy. I love a vocal guy because Oh, I cannot forget this one time, about a few months back, that there was this guy. Oh my gosh. He had the sexiest moan ever, sexiest voice ever. And when he got close to coming, I swore he sounded like Robert Plant during Whole Lotta Love. Oh my God. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm gushing. It's just, so sexy. 'Cause he would go like, like that. Yeah, I know. And that was a weird part about it, that I thought it was originally weird about a guy kind of going that kind of pitch when he moans. Actually, I find it really, really hot when he goes that pitch. 'Cause it's just like he really gets into it. He's really into it. Whimpers, high moans, don't care. It's awesome. It is sexy. It is fucking out of this world hot. Yeah. So that guy, I used to exchange audios with him a lot, and when he gets really into it, oh my gosh, he. Yeah, I could gush about him all the time. Yeah. I don't know where he's gone. He's ran off to now. But, yeah, he. And he said, fuck me so deliciously. Oh, yes. Now I'm just rambling. Okay, if someone was dancing down the street, what would you do? Join them? Walk away awkwardly. No, I would join them. Oh my gosh, I would just ask them, okay, do you want, can I be the David Bowie to your Mick Jagger? And hopefully they'll say yes, because that just kind of reminds me of that video that David Bowie and Mick Jagger did of dancing in the street, of course. And so, yeah, we're gonna. Yeah, if anybody wants to be the Mick Jagger to my David Bowie, I am so ready for you. Okay? Just come on over. We'll dance down the street all day if you want to. I don't care. So, what does evolution need to do to the human body to improve it? Evolution. Make us a little more smarter, I guess? I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. How would you murder someone and dispose of the body? Oh, this goes back to my half partial love of horror movies? Partial love. Oh God. Chainsaw. Yeah, chainsaw. Like Jason. Yeah. And throw it in the river, I guess. I don't really want to see myself as a murderer, so what do you think would happen if someone poked Kim Kardashian's ass with a giant needle? Simple. It would pop. Because her ass is just big. No, if you want to see a big ass, you should see mine. Okay? It is big. Now, that is not natural for a girl. That is not natural for a girl like Kim Kardashian with a really, really narrow waist to have that big of an ass. That's not natural. That is not fucking natural. Okay? I am an all-out curvy girl, and I got an ass that would make Kim Kardashian envy. Envious. Well, no, not really, because my ass is really big. Yeah. But not horribly big, you know what I mean. What is worse? Your fly is down, spinach in your teeth, or toilet paper stuck to your shoe? Well, my my flyer be down. That's the worst part about it, because every time I would go to school, and then somebody would whisper into my ear, "Hey, your zipper's down," and I was like, "Oh God, no! Oh God, no, no, no!" And then I just zip my fly up and just go hide. I'm like, Well, not really. I'll just be like, oh my God. Now that's the worst. That is the worst, having somebody point to you that your zipper is down, or your jeans are unbuttoned or whatever. Now that's the worst. That is the worst ever. So, yeah. Even though it's been almost 31 minutes, I am not done rambling. So stay tuned for another rambling questioner post. Now, this was fun, and I'm gonna have even more fun with the next one. So stay tuned.